The Gospel and the Movies is our Advent podcast series where we relate the day's Gospel reading to a film that strikes an Advent note. Selecting the films is Father Peter Malone, MSc, a Melbourne priest who's been writing on film for over four decades. Gospel for the 21st of December. And Peter, you've selected here Mary, Mother of Jesus.
Yes, I thought it's probably appropriate in these days before Christmas Eve to take some of the more explicit gospel films. And there are two very much focused on Mary. So one of them is Mary, the Mother of Jesus. Just a bit of background. It was made in the United States in 1999 in preparation for the millennium. They also made a film, Jesus, which I'll use in a couple of days. They're very well made. The Danish actress Pernille August is Mary in this particular film. Bracket, soon afterwards, she was Luke Anakin's mother in The Phantom Menace, where she was the mother of that particular villain rather than saviour. But that's one of those movie buff ideas. But she's very good as Mary, the mother of Jesus. And in fact, I should mention that Christian Bale, a bit before he became so famous in recent years with the Batman films, amongst others, gives a very credible performance as the adult Jesus. It's a performance that hasn't been seen so much, but I think he does it very well.
My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior. For he has regarded the loneliness of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth, all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty has magnified me, and holy is
his wife, is with man,
and his mercy is on them that fear him throughout all generations. He has thrown the rulers from their thrones, but lifted up the lowly.
Woman! Behold your son!
In the film, and our gospel today is the visitation of Mary to Elizabeth, there's quite a lengthy sequence where Mary travels from Nazareth, the preparation for the journey, and she is greeted by Elizabeth, who is in fact played by Geraldine Chaplin in this film. And it's fairly literal. It uses the gospel text, and so it brings to life, in a genial kind of way, I would think, and especially with the strength of the two actresses, a very familiar story. And for people who pray the rosary, it's a contemplation of that mystery of the rosary, the visitation. And so as we prepare for Christmas, it's very much an Advent story and enables us then really to move into the mind of Mary, I suppose, as she is pregnant and travels to Bethlehem to give birth.
Just to conclude this one, How would you say the Danish actress's performance of Mary stacks up with others that you've seen?
I think it's a very restrained, quiet performance, and I think that that's one of its strengths. Sometimes Mary is histrionic, in Pasolini's film very much so, other times very quiet, as in The Passion of the Christ, where she is almost contemplative. So I think this is a rather more ordinary Mary.